Hey, this is Lucy Schwartz.
Gary Brothers, Greg Holden, Trevor Keith,
Laura Danson, Emily Wells,
Katie Costello,
and you're listening to Enter the EP.
Here we go again. It only comes once in a blue moon, but you know what? There are a lot of blue moons throughout the year. What am I talking about? I am talking about Enter the EP. This is where we bring you a look at the hottest acts that have been featured on the Enter the Shell show. First up, the Shimmies. Here they are with their song, "The Thing That Seems the Hardest is Actually the Easiest," right here on the Enter the EP.
Hi, this is Jimmy from the Shimmies, and you're listening to Enter the EP.
So what have the Shimmies been up to? If you go onto their website, theshimmies.com, you can check out that they're going to be touring. Now, a lot of people know that they are a Chico-based band. And so the entire month of December, they're going to be playing all over Chico. You can catch them in December 11th, the 12th. They're even doing a New Year's Eve party. So if you're in the Chico area, make sure to go check them out. And they are theshimmies.com. Go to their website. You can catch up with them. And if I can just do one real quick note on them, their music is emotionally driven and you'll love their album. The link will be on this show's podcast. So check that out. Moving along, a highlight of this year was Katie Costello. We got to talk with her, and then this is back like when, you know, NoHo 2 Studios first opened up, and they're gracious to let us use their place purely by accident, really. And it's just so crazy how now we're doing live shows there and everything. But the first person to ever grace us was Katie Costello.
I typically don't like EPs from the standpoint of I don't want to feel like an EP is a less serious version of a full-length record. Mm-hmm. So I was a little wary about making it to begin with. And then I was wary about, you know, because I wanted to make an EP, you know, how I was going to go about it. And it sort of evolved extremely, extremely naturally. And I realized that I had like four songs that really fit into this theme of like, you know, finding your home and going to and from cities and like finding your place there. And then Cityscapes became sort of like the song that tied it all together. But I think it, the stripped down production of it, was really just a matter of time and finances. We rented a studio and we did it in 4 days. So we didn't have a lot of time to really put, you know, too much else on it other than, you know, a couple musician friends that were in LA that were able to contribute to it.
With her head on a pillow and her pain tucked under the sheets, music playing softly without a steady beat, a steady beat. The TV flickers, flames of color, it ignites the room. Her black and white face, the colors escape. Her heartache, she ran away so far away that the streets were no longer paved with lines. The soles of her feet weren't as tough as she claimed them to be. She wiped her eyes. It was no surprise that she was lost and far from home. Strange and familiar signs, little too coincide. However, she packed her bags and made her way anywhere if he could take her. Strange and familiar signs, little too their backs and made her way anywhere if he could take her. With her head on a pillow and her pain tucked under the sheets, music playing softly without a steady beat, a steady beat.
You just heard Lost and Far From Home. You could check out Katie Costello at katiecostellomusic.com. What is new with Katie Costello, you're wondering? Well, just like her homie, Lucy Schwartz, she just got on iTunes Ping. So if you're into iTunes Ping, go check her out. Friend her, like her, all that good stuff. She's going to be playing in New York as well, December 15th at the Rockwood Music Hall. So go check her out. Let her know that you heard about her on the Enter the Shell show. Another act that we were able to get on the phone, but we're going to try to get them back into our studio for a live recording is The Fling. Now, you know, between you and me, The Shimmies were amazing and The Fling is dope. They're from Long Beach, and those two albums that The Shimmies and The Fling put out, dude, are some of the best albums to date, I think, so far this year. So check out The Fling, please. Check them out on their website, thefling.us. And, of course, check out their album, When the Madhouses Appear. Here's what they had to say on the sound of their record.
To this day, we still have kind of a hard time really defining what exactly we think the record sounds like, because it definitely has like a really eclectic blend of music. Just because of, you know, the four of us are influenced by so many different kind of genres of music. And we put it all together, and it's hard to kind of pinpoint or to define a sound, because I think it, as far as the album is concerned, you know, the songs that kind of sound different from, you know, one song to the next, and that's kind of the thing that we're actually really proud of.
Thank you.
just heard Friend of Mine off the album When the Madhouses Appear by The Fling. And like I said before, thefling.us is where you can catch them. Make sure you catch them. And they're going to be doing tons of shows. Like, literally, I don't even know how they can even get away with doing all these shows in such a little time. They're going to be all over California. I know they're going to be playing, like, in San Bernardino and then in Sacramento somewhere and, like, San Francisco, just all over. They're going to be playing like in LA at the Henry Fonda, or as they call it now, the Music Box. So check out thefling.us for tour dates. And they're also going to be playing Kentucky, North Carolina, Tennessee, Chicago, all over the place. So right now is the time to go see them. Their music is very Beatles-esque. Like if the Beatles evolved or just started out, I'm not saying that they would be the exactly like The Fling, but they do have that little texture of them right with The Fling. So make sure to go check them out. Show them some love. All these links are going to be on this EP. So make sure, you know, I know I'm going through the information kind of quickly. Make sure you log on to entertheshell.com. Check out the links. And then from there, we are going to hook you up. Earlier, I mentioned Katie Costello. Whenever you mention Katie Costello, the homie always pops up. And who am I talking about? Lucy Schwartz. Here she is on The Concept for Life and Letters.
2 years ago or so, I was on a plane to South Africa visiting my brother who was studying there, and I had a notebook with me, and I had all these different ideas while I was flying. I guess airplanes are inspiring. And I came up with a bunch of the ideas I had for the Graveyard music video, and I also came up with this drawing of someone underwater. And I mean, it's not literal life and letters, but I think that life is very much about water. We live because we are made of water, and I don't know, it just seemed like a natural visual without being too on the point.
I know you with your heart of blue. You take your troubles and release a sound into the open, up from the ground. These words unspoken, you sing aloud. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la. Words can be strong like the beating drums, like 10,000 voices that call together. A is the ailment and B makes it better. C is creating your life and letters. Back, I have lost the path. I need to recover this life and lead. Sing when I'm broken, sing when I'm free. Sing for the world and then sing just for me. La la la. We are just stories, so here's mine. Give my heart freely, hope you keep it well. A is the ailment and B makes it better. C is creating your life and letters. Oh, 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 life and letters. Oh, 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 life. Set me free. Life and letters, come on, set me free.
just heard Life and Letters, check out Lucy Schwartz, dude. Seriously, she has such an amazing personality. Find her at lucyschwartzmusic.com. And for those that already bought the album, Lucy Schwartz just put out a new version of Life and Letters, and that's exclusively on iTunes. And on top of that, she also has two bonus tracks, one La Luna and the other one 7 Hours, featuring one of her favorite artists, Aqualung. So make sure you check out iTunes and you hook Lucy up. I'm sure those songs are like ridiculously amazing. LucySchwartzMusic.com. Make sure to check her out. Last but definitely not least, The Telephones. One of my favorite bands too. You know what? Like, all the bands were my favorite. The Shimmies, The Fling, The Telephones. But what I liked more about The Telephones is they offered kind of that like southern rock vibe to them. And I thought, hey, let's end on a high note. Let's end with some pump and some like just like great music. So we're going to leave you with Libertine. Make sure to check out The Telephones at thetelephones.org. And remember, they're the only band right now that has their own Pandora channel. So if you like them and you're going to want to hear more of them, make sure to check them out on Pandora with their own channel. We'll have the link on enterthesheld.com, as well as the link for all the other artists. I hope you enjoyed the EP. Until next time, we are out of here. Later.
Hey, this is MT from The Telephones. I like Turtles, and I really like the Enter the Shell show.